A lot of the email traffic about last Friday's show dealt with a story about China.
There were dozens of comments on a rather tense conversation about boycotting, or at least partially boycotting, the Chinese Olympics this summer. I spoke with Anita DeFrance, an American member of the International Olympic Committee, and David Kilgore, a Canadian human rights lawyer. Kilgore accused the IOC of overlooking China's role in human rights abuses from Tibet to Darfur.
You people at the IOC don't seem to have a single scruple when it comes to dealing with totalitarian governments.
My goodness, that's harsh words. You don't know me.
Well, you deserve harsh words.
Thanks for the engaging Olympic debate, writes Gina Prodan of Euclid, Ohio. She continues, I have to hand last week's head-to-head to Anita DeFrance. Her controlled demeanor made her the consummate diplomat and representative of the IOC. David Kilgore's prickly top-blowing just made human rights supporters look like raving, bitter, liberal kooks.
Well, Dave Grash of Rochester, New York, heard the same conversation differently. I was already very concerned about China being allowed to host the Olympics with its terrible human rights record, says Grash. But after hearing Anita DeFrance, I'm even more disgusted. I could hardly believe how smug, naive, rude, and uncaring she sounded. The Olympics could not have a worse face put forward on behalf of the organization.
Finally, we had this comment from Bill Curtis, who lives in Beijing. Listening to your interview with a woefully unprepared Anita DeFrance and attack dog David Kilgore left me puzzling about the distance between the IOC and human rights activists. The gulf between the two was perfectly illustrated as one avoided confrontation and the other tossed out the rules of civil discourse. Curtis goes on, I teach college students in Beijing and encourage them to listen to NPR. These students are not as naive as Ms. DeFrance and certainly more civil than Mr. Kilgore. Perhaps one day we can hear their views on this issue.
We'd like to hear your views on all matters. Just go to npr.org/contact.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.